And we are live. Good morning, everybody. It is your favorite truck driver in the whole wide world, ex-truck driver in the whole wide world. It's Bitcoin Ben. You'll have to forgive the quality of the video, maybe. I'm in a location. So, everyone, I'm going to take the next half hour and I'm going to explain exactly, hang on one second, there we go, exactly what we got going on here. It's official. Hong Kong has approved their ETFs. It's official. Russia is selling oil using Bitcoin. It's official that, now this is important, folks. You really got to wrap your head around the whole picture. The reason the price of gold has gone up is it has shifted. The price of gold is now set in China. It's no longer set in the COMEX or wherever the hell. Here's the point. The U.S. is no longer setting the price of gold. Bye-bye. They lost the control of that. Now, the reason the price of oil is actually going up is Russia and Saudi Arabia is now setting the price of gold, or I'm sorry, of oil. This is the shit. This is why Iran, CIA, Iran is ran by the CIA. That's why Joe Biden freed up $200 billion last year for Iran. And everyone's like, why would Joe Biden release hundreds of billions of dollars to Iran? Why would he do that? Folks, the Western world, the global elite, have lost control of the global currency. That's it, folks. That's it. Gold and silver are now out of the hands of the American elite. The Bitcoin, now that Hong Kong, China, and Japan, and others are launching ETFs, we're officially in the biggest transfer of global control ever. 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 Now, what's this mean? This means that the price of the Bitcoin is going to skyrocket. The price of gold is going to skyrocket. The price of silver is going to skyrocket. in U.S. dollars. Because, my friends, you have to understand, Chinese people have been flocking to buy gold. Flocking. Now, as of today, they'll be able to flock into the Bitcoin. As of today, they have been approved to purchase the Bitcoin. Folks, the drop, I hope you bought the dip this weekend. I hope you did. I was scrounging up change in the ashtray of my car to buy Bitcoin. I seriously thought about selling a kidney, but then I thought twice. Because I thought, no, I drank a lot when I was younger. I might need those. We have to understand the reason that the CIA, Iran, attacked Israel is because the good guys in Israel, not the Kassarian mafia, the other Israels. There are, just like in America, there are two Israels. There are good Israelites and there are bad Israelites. The bad ones are the Kassarian mafia. That's who is in Ukraine. Right. Now, it's official, folks. We are in World War III. But this is not going to be a long war. This is not going to be a long war. And I'll tell you why. Because the financial people, the money people, are not going to allow it. The only thing larger then the military industrial complex is the global money complex. And the money complex understands that's the real war. That's why BlackRock launched the ETFs because they knew China was going to launch their ETFs. That's why it was so hurried. Right now, the juggling act here is this: the Western elites of the monetary system, they're trying to juggle two wars at once. The war against China and Russia in the East, and the civil war here in America. They did not want the American people who hold any Bitcoin. They wanted to outlaw private wallets because they know, folks, the halvening is this week. The halvening is this week. Hong Kong is launching their ETFs this week. Do you know how much US dollars that Hong Kong and China has? Good God. Good God. My friends, remember this. As Hong Kong and the East, as they push the price up on the Bitcoin, you have to look at this a different way. Now, Hong Kong and Russia have the ability to devalue the dollar in their control. Do you understand what I just said? For the first time in history, China and Russia and the East have the power to devalue the US dollar. As the Chinese raise the price of gold and raise the price of the Bitcoin, that globally devalues the dollar because they're also doing it in oil. That's why the price of oil is now going up. That's why Joe Biden said, we won't be purchasing any oil and refilling our reserves. What? What? We're not gonna refill our reserves because the price is high? You print the money, idiots. No, you know why? Because they don't want to raise the price any faster than it's already going to go up. I'm telling you, folks, I'm not bullshitting you on this. The East now has control of the oil market, the gold market, and the Bitcoin market, and the silver market. This is the transition, folks. This is it. The US dollar. That's, folks, I hope you realize how crazy. The US dollar is now going to drop against the four major commodities in the world. Remember, oil is not just gas. Oil is petroleum. Look around you. What in your daily life is made out of plastic. What's your medication in? A petroleum pill. Folks, the U.S. dollar is going to start to drop in value. That's what's happening with gold. That's what's happening with silver. That's what's happening with Bitcoin. That's what's happening with oil. Do you think it's just happenstance that all of these are going up? See, everyone's asking themselves, well, I mean, inflation in the U.S. is relatively low. Why is gold skyrocketing? Why is the Bitcoin going up? Why is silver going up? Why is oil going up? If inflation is relatively low, because it isn't about inflation anymore. It's bigger than that. It is the global shift of control to the East. Folks, I hate to say this. I hate to say this, but the U.S. is done. The U.S., as we knew it, is done. Now, that, what a lot of people don't understand, that's a good thing. Because the U.S. was the reason for all the wars. The Western elite, the Western financial system, the globalist, that's the West. That's us. That's George W. Bush, the New World Order. They're going down. That America is going down. And it's not going to be a nice, smooth landing, folks. We're going to hit every branch on the ugly tree on the way down. We're going to hit every economic edge of the cliff as we fall from the top of the cliff. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Bingo, brother. The U.S. corporation is done. Yes. This is where we go back to a republic. Folks, you've heard the Democrats. You've heard Pelosi. You've heard the progressives. Oh, Trump wants to take us back to the 1800s. Yes, when we were a republic. Hey, Crypto Kid Podcast over on Instagram. I saw you driving in Port Charlotte with a truck and trailer marketing your club. Yep, that was me. Well, actually, we are opening up another club over in Port Charlotte. So that club should be open probably in about a month and a half. So watch for it. Crypto Kid podcast. And hey, just a shout out. If you host an actual podcast, I'll shout you out, brother. Hey, everyone look up Crypto Kid podcast. Give him a watch. I'm sure he's good. All right, now, as we transition, as America, folks, we have airplanes that are just not good. Our infrastructure, not good. Right? Our bridges, not good. Our roads, not good. Our airports, not good. Our infrastructure is garbage. We have to transition, right? We have to transition America from what we are now into a republic again. This is why the price of gold is going up. This is why the price of silver is going up. This is why the price of the Bitcoin's going up. This is why the price of oil is going up. We've lost America, the progressive New World Order, globalist America is dying. It's dying. Joe Biden's America is gone. Bye-bye. The East just took it. They just took it. That's why the price of gold is being set in China. The price of oil is being set by Russia and Saudi Arabia. Checkmate. The price of silver is actually being set in South America. In relation with Russia. Folks, America, go bye-bye. The New World Order, the progressive America is going bye-bye. What is coming back is the Republic. That's what, see, Trump's not dragging us into the 1800s. Trump is repairing the Republic. He's giving the power to the people again. Why do you think that Trump keeps saying it's not a federal issue? Abortion, not a federal issue. Leave it up to the independent states. Why is he saying that? Because that's the Republic. In a republic, Illinois is Illinois. In a republic, Florida is Florida. And the federal government has about this much power. Yes, yes, Nash. We are going back to the fundamental foundations of America. Yes. And whether you like it or not is irrelevant, folks. But now, China, you have to understand, guys, there's only a limited amount of gold. And there's only a limited amount of the Bitcoin. And they know it. And now China and the East are going to control the price of the Bitcoin. And they're going to raise the price of the Bitcoin because that will, like I've said, folks, the East now has the ability to devalue the dollar. Let me say that again, and please understand. All right. Please understand the importance of this. The East now sets the price and the purchasing power of the dollar on a global scale. Because when you control the price of gold, silver, oil, and Bitcoin, you control the purchasing power of the US dollar, because those are the true global commodities. Folks, shit's about to get real. And I have told people this for years. The nuclear weapon against the dollar is Bitcoin. Because, listen to me, folks. The Bitcoin is the great equalizer of currencies. The great equalizer of global currencies. And as the price rises, all of the monetary value in the world will slowly move towards the Bitcoin. Every fiat currency, will be eaten by the Bitcoin. And that's how Russia, China, the East, that's how they slowly remove the global control out of oil and energy. All right. Listen to me very carefully. Those of you that understand the Bitcoin and how it is created, you understand that the process of mining the Bitcoin makes energy creation 100% profitable. Let me explain. All right, when you are producing energy, electricity, the usage, the amount used fluctuates. Now, if you can set that where your amount produced is at a constant, that is called perfect creation cost. Now, using the Bitcoin miners, you can have a perfect production cost, which means your energy production is 100% of the time profitable. Do you know what that means to the price of oil? That's going to drop the price of oil. Listen to me, folks. This is big picture. If you have an electric company and every kilowatt of energy you produce can be monetized either through usage of your public or usage by the Bitcoin miners, you are 100% of the time profitable. During the night, when power usage is down, guess what? Ramp up the Bitcoin miners. If it's during the day and you have a power surge, you shut some of the miners down. It always keeps it balanced. And that is perfect energy consumption. You're always profitable. Now, word from the sponsor, then I'll be right back, guys.
Ever wondered how safe your online activities really are? How secure is your digital footprint? In the vast realm of the internet, privacy and security are paramount. Without adequate protection, your personal data might be at risk. There are solutions to these issues, and today we're going to talk about two of them. Introducing Liberty Laptops from Calix Solutions. These cutting-edge devices are meticulously designed to bolster online privacy, providing you the liberty to surf the internet incognito. The World Wide Web can be a wild frontier, but with Liberty Laptops, your online privacy is always protected. We also present you Crypto Laptops, designed with cryptocurrency users in mind. Equipped to support a myriad of wallets and exchanges, these laptops are tailored for seamless cryptocurrency transactions. They offer enhanced security protocols to keep your digital assets safe. Crypto Laptops ensures a secure and smooth cryptocurrency experience. It's time to take control of your online privacy and security. Venture over to Calix Solutions and explore our Liberty Laptops and Crypto Laptops. Don't forget, our affiliate program lets you earn $50 per sale. Visit calixsolutions.io now or call 702-845-8276 for more information, because your online safety is our priority.
All right, everybody. Now, if you want to hear more about what I just talked about, there's a QR code right here. Join my private server and watch the last four private server videos I did. There's a link under here also that you can join the private server and watch those last four. It will lay out exactly what I just explained. to you. Remember, there's a reason I ran CIA. Hit is Israel. It's the end of the New World Order. And it is officially a hot war. But it's not going to last long, folks. It's not going to last long. Everyone, have a great day. And if you're watching on YouTube, you can join the private server by joining my YouTube channel and choosing private server level. Over on Rumble, YouTube. You join the locals, you choose the private server level, you watch the past 4 private server videos, and you'll get it clear as day. Everyone, have a great day. I love you guys. Hang on tight, folks. Things are about to get crazy. Bye-bye. Love it. Love every single one of you guys. All right. Bye-bye.